Thanksgiving is a time of homecoming, and over the weekend there was a special one in a Massachusetts community about 20 miles north of Boston. Here Now's Alex Ashlock was there.
Shalane Flanagan was a hero in her hometown of Marblehead, Massachusetts, a long time before she did this.
Look at the emotion of Shalane Flanagan as she comes to the line.
Flanagan made history on November 5th. She won the New York City Marathon, the first American woman to win that race in 40 years. She crossed the finish line in tears. The win represented a pinnacle of sorts for Flanagan's long-running career. After graduating high school in 2000, she won NCAA championships at the University of North Carolina and later added an Olympic medal. But New York was her first big city marathon win, and it came at the age of 36.
That dream started as a little girl, and I just felt like I couldn't give up on the dream. I just felt like, you know, there definitely were some low moments where I thought, like, maybe this is never going to happen for me. And I felt like right as I was about ready to just feel like I was about to give up, I just thought, like, you know, maybe the next one is around the corner. That's my big moment. And thankfully, I prepared as if it was, and things worked out for me. And it, so it just shows that really great things don't always come easy.
As part of Shalane Flanagan Day in Marblehead, more than 1,000 other runners joined her for a 5K road race. It was a benefit for the Marblehead Track Association, which supports running in the community. Doug Williams is a member of the association's board. He says Flanagan's win in New York really added some extra juice to this year's race.
People who don't know anything about running became very aware when she won New York. It's the biggest stage for the sport. So the fact that that happened there was an amazing opportunity. We're focused on building our running community, and she just allows us to do that in an even bigger way.
Everyone wanted a picture with Flanagan as she greeted runners at the finish line of the 3-mile race. Among them, many young girls who said they are running today because they were inspired by Flanagan's example. That includes Haley Groey.
Because she can run fast, and she won the New York Marathon.
Haley was running with her mother, Kristen.
She had never really run a 5K before, right, until the first race, because she does Fit Girls Run Club through her school. And so it's pretty inspirational to see someone like Shalane from your hometown win when you never thought you could run a 5K at all, right? And now here she is for her second 5K race.
Yeah.
Joining Flanagan at the finish line was Mary Wittenberg, past president of the New York Roadrunners. For many years, she helped oversee the New York Marathon and made the trip to Marblehead for Flanagan's special day.
What a great opportunity to come out here and see a community so uplifted by one of their own. And, you know, Shalane is such a giver, and to see her out here hugging every single person and high five. And I'm looking at these kids, and it's so exciting because they know, you know, they can grow up and they can be Shalane too in their own world, maybe. You know, just Shalane's a good example. Just keep going.
And that's what Flanagan has done throughout her running career. She kept going, kept running, and it paid off on the streets of New York City on November 5th.
This is what you dream of, is moments like this where, you know, you can have lifetime achievements and celebrate it with people that you really care about in a community that helped you get there.
For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.